Hello, Ez, how you doing?
Shem.
Good,
Yes.
okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Let's start with the interesting Klei Yoker at the end of the parasha, Chof, Dalet, Yud, Gimel. Okay, Perek Chof, Dalet, Yud, Gimel. This is the halacha that if I lend something to somebody, right? If I lend money to somebody, he gives me a security. And he needs that security. He needs that. He lends me, a poor person lends me a coat. So every time, every night, I have to bring his, if he gives me his pajamas as a security. So every time, every night, they have to come and bring the pajamas over. And he'll sleep in his pajamas. He'll say, "Gavaldik, Uber is a nice guy. He has, I gave my pajamas as a security." He brings it back. He's like, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will see that this was the right thing to do. What is that on? So, the Rashi says that if the guy doesn't appreciate what you're doing, if he appreciates, they give you a bracha, because bracha makam the bracha. But let's say he doesn't appreciate it, so then a kadosh baruch hu he'll take care of it. So there's a Klei Yoker says, im ksus lailo, if it's pajamas. But if it's what happens if the security is his trench coat, or the security is his daytime clothes, a suit. So that's already in Parsha B'Shvatim. Then you have to bring it back every morning before he wakes up. That's the halacha. Halacha is that if he gives me his daytime stuff, security, I lend the money. So I now have to keep on bringing back his clothing as he needs it. Yatsad remez, who mazir alo ashirim, ashi yitzamul yirsheyim, sh'achar moisim yachzir amash konesaniyim, v'al ze eina mekalun z'char klo. So here there's a remez. What's the remez? A guy is a person of means. So he lent out money to people, and he has mashkonis, he has securities. So he says, he tells all his heirs, he tells them each one, in this closet, you'll find this belongs to this. Oh, in person. And this, I was looking for it on the screen. And this guy, yeah, they were looking at the Klei Yoker. So before he dies, he tells each one, he identifies to which only all these things belong to. So the Klei Yoker says, "Eino mekabel mischar kolal." He owes in a moment shalem. He says, it's a garnish. He's dead. Nothing belongs to him anyways. And not that, but this person was nifter, is part of doing mitzvahs anyways. So he says that you should take care of this. Well, he's still b'chayy chayim.
That's
derech remez. That's totally derech remez. Totally derech remez. Isn't that like a shkumer? No. Why is the man that's really?
He's dying, saying this goes to this one.
No, 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 this, no. This is the mashkin for the loan that he gave to Aniyah. This is a
written. Right. The kunz of man that's chivera is that it doesn't require documentation. Right. The Gemara says man that's chivera. The whole point is that there's such a will to take care of it. Then it doesn't require a kinyan of documentation. Right. That's a separate din. Right, so here he's saying like a Musa. take care of these things while we're still doing mitzvahs, and take care of these things when you still own it, right? It's almost like a mussar. This goes against what the estate lawyer say to do, to build the trust for the Yachamei Veshem Shana. How this impacts the trust business.
Just to understand what he's saying. So yeah. At the beginning he's saying it's an asara to the Shirim to command their heirs.
No, instead of, he's saying what the Shirim normally do is
but he's saying instead of that, they should take care of themselves before they go.
Yeah. Just take care, give back the mashkin.
Everything that Shem, all his money is really mashkin.
So it could be they're taking the next step. It could be, he doesn't say it explicitly. Then he's telling people that it could be that's where he's going with this. Upshutai kefil hoshiv toshiv loy meshiv b'chol yoyim v'yoyim yoshiv. Hoshiv toshiv usually means when the Torah doubles up, means do something very much. But for a verb, what does it mean? Ma'od ma'od. What's hoshiv toshiv? So he says. So usually when it's hoshiv, when you have a double verb, like yecheir techiach, afilo me'a pamim. Right. So over here he says should be sending over here. Give it back to him all the time. So if that's the case, you've turned the umbrella over. Instead of, I lend the guy money, right? He's supposed to give me a mashkin, to give me a sense of security to get the money back. Instead, I become his mishoris. I bring him his pajamas at night, and I bring him his suit during the day. So it's the ilam hafuch. So it turns out to be, I'm taking care of his stuff. That's pshat. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu will look at it as if every single day you're giving him something new. The Gemara says, why is it called the stock of the Yerucha? Must be because the, right. And there is a daf convenient because when the Ani dies, he stays with the rich, with the Malza. Ulochati et stoka, mi et yorshim she'im loy tachziru, ki ulochati et stoka. But when it comes to the Shlomo,
good evening. Hi.
Anyway, back from Shavuot Brachos.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for joining in.
Good.
Oz loy lecho yezer lestaka ki in the yarshuch. Tachu v'achiv b'chayecha oz ti lecho kvi remesh is karnu. He says that it's again better to return things rather than leave it up for the yosh to take care of. Ukemoy ukfipshutay hayra beposik ze inyan yoker. And here there's a very precious thing. Kemoy shomer mun bazamelach shibizbez atzreisim avoyis en gonzul acherim vaniga nazti laatzni biz mun baz took a lot of his wealth and gave it away for tzedakah. He says, my parents, they took their wealth and they hid it and they stored it up. I gave it away. Shnei meluchoti etzdaka. Avoy say gonzu b'mokim she'yod she'letes, v'niga nazi b'mokim she'ena yod she'letes. Says, my parents, they put their money away in a place where you have control. I gave it totally away. V'hol batalya, ki lefish etzdaka v'nachas, v'nei Hashem, v'choyin kisoy, alkeinu l'cho, v'ein l'zor. Says, uluchoti etzdaka, Baruch Hu is saying, "L'fnei Hashem leikecha, the tzedakah that we give is precious to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's going to be ulocha. If you do something that's precious to Ribono Shel, it's yours. Yadam she'letes shama. I put my money in a place where I have no control. Where is that? By the Ribono Shel. And then ulocha, that'll be something that's very precious to you. That's the remez tamar. So again, three things over here. The first is the way that the malva takes care of the lova, that he keeps on bringing back the mashkin. And then he says, that's the pshat. The remez is that people should, that the kivoy Hashem is, take care of things b'chay chay. Don't leave things throughout. And then he says, the third remez is, ulochoti et stoka, that lefnei Hashem lekecha. Your tzedakah is by the Ribono Shel. So So that's what one really has, one's out of one's funds. Good. Let's go back to Perek. That was Perek. What was that? Perek. Okay. So now let's. What should we do now? Let's look at an interesting Orach Chaim. Chav Beis. Perek Chav Beis. Very creative Orach Chaim. Perek Chav Beis. Pasuk Aleph. This is Hashavas Aveda. Chav Beis Aleph. So the pasuk is Loi Sire Eshor Echicha Ayaseya Nidachim V'Salamtem. Don't. One should not find the animals of other people and not take care of them, right? Leisire, don't see them. V'salam to mehem and turn away and don't take care of them. Hashav teshivim lechicha, bring them back. All right, v'leikar v'chicha lechad. It's not so close. Well, you don't even know who he is. Then you take it into your house. And you have it until he comes looking for it, and then give it back to him. Okay, Chaim says there's a remez over here, very pretty remez. So this is Ar Chaim Pasuk Aleph in this parak. Tamach Parsha Zul L'Shelafanel. Wrong one. Wrong Ar Chaim. Yeah, Parsha Zubal L'Irmeis Beprotus. How we have to take care, of our bnei kel chai, of the Jews. Tzaddiki olam, lasteis la'am Hashem, behein elan tzaddikim, yikoru letzad malosim achim. Achim are called, achim as a remez for tzaddikim. Shekini zeh madrega yesu u'ulash b'chol kinuyim, as she's kabnu b'em yechidiyam. The best thing to call a guy is a brother, right? Karl Bach. So yeah, bro, right? So that's the, so when we call the Achim, it's a mile, right? Right. Leithich eshor achicha. Va'osam tiba Hashem, ki sirve eshor, elein b'nei odon shenim shul behemus. If one sees the shvacher people, the people that are not so, we're not so proud of them, heim tzoyin kedoshim, so he says, he switches gears and says, he reminds us, if we see Jews, they're shvach, we should see them as Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Nidach
is a person who's astray after derech.
He can't turn away from the Jews after derech. Bring it back to the Baruch Shalom. So again, take a stare, if you see a person who looks shvach, but he's the Baruch Shalom. Nidachim after derech. So lam to mehem, you can't turn away. Hush, bring him back to Rabbi Shlomo. The sky making mitchila yeshiv l'derech tov. So why is it double? Ubeze yiskor v'levim shemashemayim. It's interesting. It's loshim. I'm not sure what he's saying. It's a two-step process. One is bring him back to be in a good place. Ubeze yiskor v'levim shemashemayim. And then they'll become from. Not sure how to learn pshat.
Okay, you gotta
get
like a panos and all the things, and then don't worry about the
religious. Yeah. And I'm not sure what he's saying. Because sometimes But you see, and sometimes in the community, if you're careful, you take sometimes in the communities where are that they're very successful in raising a lot of Bnei Torah, but the often become ice bench. In other words, yeah, or they become less have less purpose, less goal, so to speak. In right, another the guys who run the pizza stores, they vary from neighbors. Often the kids who are not b'derech tov, right? Whereas in a neighbor which is a little bit less intense about Torah, so then it's kids that find a place. Sometimes it's easier to find a place to be a mensch. In terms of mensch, so when a kid falls off the derech in a place which is everything is where they're very successful in the Torah, so then they become ois mensch. When the kid falls off the derech in a place where not successful in other things, but not as successful, and so then they're still mentioned, they're still part of the program, so to speak. So maybe this, I'm wondering what he's being around. He's shul derech tov. They have to be in a good place. And then v'omrei v'mloi korei v'chicha v'zeher ki hu medabra al-zvan golos achar ki loi korei. Right? So, and if we're in a situation where I guess we're gonna, I think to keep his metaphors going, so it means that we're distant from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're in Golos, Golos Achron, Kilei Karev, Kederech Omrei, Ashrenev Lei Karev, Oid Loi, Velo Yedato, Shinistam HaKetz. We also don't know when this is going to end. Ven Yedeya Mosa Ketz HaPlois, Mizei Yisoyvev HaRchokas HaLvoves Memuna. And because it's Lei Karev, Lei Yedato, so then the Emuna becomes Shvacher. Unetuye Regal. It's almost like the phrase after there, right? Kasher, einenu royes b'derech halolo. Im kol zeh yitzav Hashem v'safta yotoch b'isecha. The base of Medrash, v'yamdeyu orches chayim v'derech yishkein or v'alvayita meni oirach v'lo yimtzeu oyvei machshavos utonis koyves. And if he's in the base of Medrash, so derech yishkein or, the light will come onto his pathways. The valyita mini arach, he won't take different roads. And his enemy won't find it. The enemy which is in his thoughts won't catch him. Ki or terech tzilayu, mizi ad shisratz Hashem v'yid v'sheyu. V'hi oimrei adroi shechicha oisai v'ashivoy soloi. Right again. The Imlay Korv, also interesting, is the Chazanish. He writes gives the great pass for people who are not, let's say, with Machal Shabbos. He says, but Bederis Halolo, when the Amun is Shvach. Usually we understand it to mean after the Holocaust. So he says, like, there's no Tinik Shindishma nowadays. No, he says, forget everything Tinik Shindishma. Right? Because he says, it's so hard to have a Amun in these days. So I'm wondering if he means that or he means this. That, Barichos HaGolos, so there's a sense of richok. So loy korei v'chichay lecha, loy yedaitai. The goal keeps on going as long as. So then it's v'safta, and it's going to be harder for this person to maintain emuna. V'safta yotech meisecha, v'yimcha ad derosh achin. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him, Kadosh Baruch Hu seeks him out. Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring him back. So then he has a different malach. Oh, yitzah, or another remez, shetzorch achochim lishtadil and b'nei Yisrael b'koyach hator v'amusa ad yoyim pekuda shidrash Hashem nishmosa. Or it means that at chochim, there's no retirement. It means that chochim has to be teaching and learning. Asafta yiltoyach b'isecha v'yimcha droish echetel kodesh baruch hu says, we're done. There's no retirement from teaching. We're in this for the long haul, right? At Yiddish Nishmasa, va'oz Ruach Hashem Elokim, v'diktik loyma v'shivoyse shim yim adu karsulav loytoshev v'neshes Elokim within the Chayrafis. And so then he says very harif that if one doesn't do this, then one's going to have trouble in bringing the Neshama back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So let's look at another. We could, I mean, let's look at the very last paragraph. Omer oid le sirus es chamor achicha. The in between is a little bit on the nister side. So let's skip to, and the art score probably doesn't translate this paragraph. But Omer oid, right, the next paragraph. Le sirus chamor achicha. Niskavin b'ze shalei yimar tzadik shalei nitzave elal ish shenidach barberis. I will yeshn rashi. I will enough of the hirbal ashiya. Hala neiflim tekuma. V'ob de tikum imena. As a person might say, all right, there's hechacha, there's kirim, but that's the veinanim. But the guys of mamish, al ish shenidach ba'averus v'yeshn rashi. The guys who can make it back. Enough of the hirbal ashiya. But if he's way, way, way down there, hala neiflim tekuma. How are we going to get this guy back? All the tikkuni men, we've lost our hope. Lo yichain is not correct. And leitiru b'tisale. It's sorch lakim loy. Right, that's pshat and not pshat. That's the remez of oseyom nidachim b'salam to mehem. You're going to look away. It's sorch lakim loy. Tik tik lemer davka imu misayeya b'dom v'shiroi tzilinshu. Amu novu in a chavitz v'kim oscha. Then Potterata. She said, Nichnas begeder late. I'll take a late pen yisnech. He said, there is a point where a person is so resistant that one will not be successful. How did he get in the pasuk?
Is that what was it? Hamor, that's from the Hashem Toshu.
So he says that from Emo. That's usually the pasuk. The very last pasuk. Like Sira es Hamor. Right, so neiflim b'derech means it could be very, very far. But the one thing he says has to be some collaboration. If he's always scoffing and be marchik, so then if there's nothing, there's no juice coming from the. So then he says that then. He says it doesn't say that one won't be successful, but one's potter, then no. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a moment. We'll go back to Chof Dalin. Chof Dalin Yud Dalin is about paying employees. Chof Dalin Yud Dalin. All right, the Sashaik Sachir Ani, everyone cannot hold back the wages of a poor person. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether he's Jewish by birth or Megercha. On time, before the sun sets, Ki Oniu. And he's chalishing for this. He's dependent on this. The Rashbam, Miss Ave Nafsho Kidei Lechos Choroi. He wants to be able to have his dinner. V'komoyu. Ki Onu Ve'elov Neis Nafshe. V'leyikru Lech Hashem. And this way he won't call out to God and snitch on you. V'oyi b'chachei. You right? So the Archaim in Tesvav says Hakavona Shagamsha Oishik Khasa in a Ella Gazel moment. He says, Safe, if you don't pay your employee, you're a robber. You're a thief. So what are we adding to the regular dinner of Geneva? And that's what it says, Lysashek, don't steal. All right, so he's already over Gazel. Avo Pikain ain't Oinshin Momin Ella Nefashis. He says, because when you hold back wages, it's much more chomer than stealing. Stealing is momentous. The avla of having somebody taking advantage of somebody's working for you is so great that it's v'haya b'chachet, that goes to one that's worse than mammon. It's not that I'm greedy and holding back mammonis. That's apparently such an egregious violation of somebody. Interesting. Worse than
actually,
yeah. Taking advantage of somebody and yeah. Promising, and I guess the disappointment. And then let's look at one more.
That happened to me once, and I can tell you it's very, very, very difficult. Wow. To be in a situation where you work and your paycheck is not signed.
It's very. Situation when it came to me. With that?
I think you know that what you're getting into when you sign up for Chinuch. Unfortunately, part of the curriculum, so to speak. But.
So the pressure on wage payers to get right. Is huge.
Right.
But they know the pressure on a manal in the school is huge because there's not actually 11 nice years now. No, there's no buffer there. So, but I thought it was just a fascinating aura that but let's look at this in Yud-Dalim the Klei Yoker. There you go. Maybe I just wrote down. I thought it was okay. I must have made a mistake. One second. Of course, a pasuk can. Oh. Okay, we'll stop here. So we did the first Klei Yoker was on the Mashkan. Right, the first was on the Mashkan, and the Remez was take care of things b'chayi chayi, and by Hashemesh. Right, and the second passage we did with Or Chaim learned Hashavas Aveda as a Remez for Hachacha and the Emeses. That by Pikoch Nefesh, one of the sources of Pikoch Nefesh is the Shabbos Aveda. Right? It's not Shabbos Neshama for sure. And yeah, the third we had is that holding back from paying a wage is a much more chomedika form of theft than stem theft. Intuitively, you think it's less because he hasn't earned it yet.
Is it? And he used the lashon of that it's nefashos, right? Is that saying yeah. That it's a din
nefashos?
It's not.
The levice, it's. But it's not only mammon itself. In other words, the chiyuv to pay wages on time is been adam l'makay. All right, one of Rav Shechter's earliest articles was on this. I forget what the nafkamina was, but he pointed out that it's was that which yeah talking yeah no it's both it's gezel and ben olam makom. Okay.
But he wasn't saying it's a dina nefashos on the person who opposed.
Not quite meeting nature. I don't think he's saying that. And we also then we saw the board luchot yitzogot neishamikach. That was also before. Yeah. Shlomo, where was the Shabbat Brachas tonight?
In Lawrence. Look, can you hear me?
Yeah.
In Lawrence.
How was it tonight?
Very nice. I've moved about 10 feet on the Van Wyck so far.
There is?
Yeah.
Two clay yokers in Aruch Chaim is.
It's 10 feet on the Van Wyck. That's the.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Construction?
Yes. So this was good. The Zoom is good.
Yeah. See, it has the tachlis in the room.
10 feet is good for half an hour.
I never. I know it well.
Yes.
Yeah. Made a chasen or somebody from the Five Towns.
All right. Baruch Hashem, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, you should be safe. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Teaching the Ava that you have to be able to overcome. There's no greater Ava than Chavala.
Right. So
how's he linking? So that's the album?
Yeah, because he's saying that the what's the drosh for Kabbal Schar? The drosh Kabbal Schar is that a person has to get to Madrega. Whereas Avas Hashem overpowers Avas Aben. That was the Madrega, and that was already explained to us by Avram.
Avram is an example. Is that would have been so lower? No. I understand, but the Ava is that you sowed. You sowed that.
See, is an example of the Rechavloshim's word. He embedded that potential into the Klal Yisrael. Chavlod says every Nisayan was being embedding a kayach, a potential in the Klal Yisrael. Yeah, and I'm not sure, and that I can't say to remember, but that's his mahalach in the. Okay, it could be my Zos. I'm not sure. Yeah.
at the end he says, Yodokhi Eva Avo Hashem, it's how she roi la Avo Chomine Av. Yodokhi Hashem is greater than any other bond you have in any other person. You keep a stop, actually not to
you are. This is a very big finish. Not finish, but
that's hard to understand that. You love Hashem so much,
that it overpowers.
So you know,
it's just linking Ben Sora more to Mysa.
No, but the Mysa being, it's hard to understand. Because how can someone, can you get to that level that you can actually?
Yeah. But the Mice, he also says that the Haven Ibra never happened.
He actually says, he argued, he says that it was my father's
father. Yeah. Yeah. But that's very understanding because it's a question of mice showing. Now, how could anybody say that if somebody says it was a mice, how can you say it wasn't a mice?
Which one?
Yeah.
No, but even Akedah is very.
Who's that?
Mashal says is that it sounds like great that he should have been a Ben Sora.
Yeah.
The Torah's Megala that you see the parents are always going to be Merachim, but if they wouldn't, he would have been.
Yeah, interesting. What are we saying?
It's like Mamala Menatem.
Yeah, I've wondered about that also. So it bothers me in Rosh Hashanah because it's supposed to be a schus. I said schus, but I could do it. And then also in the morning, you say the Akedah, so you ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis, but so one Sar of Shlomo Brev asked this Kasha. So he said, his word was Enechlam. When we read the Akedah, we say, not Shach Mavi. But we still understand that it is something to aspire to. I could not bring myself to that, but I understand that there is that Avos Hashem trumps everything else. So that is supported by the Zvar.
Yeah,
because in other words, if the Rebbe Chai is saying that the Lehoiva Nivra is the reincarnation of the Keda, so make his world say, I don't expect you to do it.
It's like the
Akedah is
more
than Avram Avinu
could do.
Yeah, that supports you very. He's a small safer on Yom Nirom. So when I thought that it helps me a lot
because that's what
you aspire to. Then be saying the void is, I don't really aspire to do Lamaisa. I accept this is a. This is the way things should be, but I couldn't do it.
If you think of it just without this part, if you don't take this part, it's to say that the Amos, like, isn't it a steer in the negative way? Like, I have to give up everything around the Shem, but yet there's no key in the min. Like,
Why? So, this is for what? So, why do you? Why did he stop him? He didn't let it come after him. That he said that the Earl of Nineveh could never
accept it.
What was there, is that? The local light.
Rail.
the parents don't listen.
Right, they think they know better. They live around them like the Gemara says. But they're not right. They don't
produce it. Okay, good challenge. Thank you.